This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, December 18th. Well, cattle markets last week continued in a fairly choppy pattern, but we did see some positive numbers for the week. Feeder cattle were up 560, live cattle were up 277. So it's nice to see both of those markets post some positive numbers to end the week. Cash trade was weaker again. We got rolling early in the week and it pretty much was stuck there through the end of the week at around 168 on the Fed trade, which is down two on the week. Dressed at 268 was also down two. Box beef values on Friday were mixed. Choice was down 68 cents at 292. Select was up 256 at 261. The spread lost at 324. We're sitting at 3082. Movement 134 loads. For the week, we're at 743 loads. That's a pretty solid number. Not as much as we saw the week before, which was the highest we had had all year. But this is, getting up into the 700s. That shows good wholesale and retail demand. And, you know, coming off of a huge week the week prior, it shows that the buyers are still there. Normally around this time of year, we've kind of wrapped up holiday season buying. So it's encouraging to see that the load count continues to be strong. The slaughter rate on Friday was 121,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 626,000. That's 2,000 more than the previous week, and it's up 23,000 over a year ago. Dressed weights last week were averaging 844 pounds. That's 4 pounds more than the previous week, and it's 8 pounds more than where we were 2 weeks ago. So, and it's also 11 pounds more than where we were a year ago. So we're definitely seeing the weight come on these cattle, which is not unusual this time of year, but we're increasing kind of at an increasing rate. And to be more than what we were a year ago and moving 8 pounds in 2 weeks, that's a big jump. And I think it's reflecting probably some slowdown in the movement, trying to prop up cash prices, which isn't working very well. But if that's what's happening in the feedlots, if you're just slowing down marketings, you're putting on more weight and that's creating more beef anyway. So it's, hopefully the feedlots aren't going to get behind other marketings. Otherwise, that creates more problems. Beef production last week, 547 million pounds. That was up 14 million pounds over the week prior. In the feeder cattle index, the daily index is sitting at 221.31. The 7-day average is sitting at 219.07. That was up $1.23 from Thursday's average. So feeder cattle index seems to be stabilizing and getting a boost, obviously, with the with the futures trade. Front month futures sitting at around 221. That's just barely above, just a couple dollars above where the 7-day average is and right at where the daily average is. So we have converged and we should see some stabilizing there. On the futures, we might get some more momentum to the upside. Where we settled on Friday was right up into that first layer of resistance. So if we can't kind of kick it up a notch and keep the momentum going, then you'll probably stall out and see a correction, and well could be the lows that we saw here just a few sessions ago. If the market takes another push up and you keep that momentum going, then I think it takes us to an old breakout point, and that's about $3 above us. So it could be a pretty good push to the upside if we can kind of get beyond where we've been these last couple days of resistance. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.